The question was asked, is a person suffering always a punishment in this world? So I want to share with you an experience I had. I learned the Gemara. The Gemara says there's a concept called Yisurin Shel Ahava. Person suffering that stems from God loving them. And I got so upset by that Gemara, I closed the Gemara and I left the Beis Medrash. And I couldn't understand what the Gemara was telling me. How could it be? You love someone, you make them suffer. Every time I tried going back to the Gemara, I couldn't bring myself to move forward from there. And then I mentioned the Gemara someone who, I don't know if I should say by name or not, and the person said to me, what do you mean? That's such a beautiful Gemara. So I said, how do you understand that? What does that mean? How could you understand such a concept? And the person said to me, he said, don't look at it that way. Look at it differently. The Gemara just freed people, because if you didn't have that Gemara, then anytime something happened, a person has to blame themselves. And it's not enough that he's suffering in this world. He comes on and then says, oh boy, and it's all my fault that I'm suffering in this world. I wouldn't be suffering if not for the fact that it's my fault. And sometimes you have very pious people who do suffer. And I can add to that, that the Mishnah says that after we have the book of Job and the book of Habakkuk, and we have all the different sources that deal with the question, at the end of the day, in Biadenu, we still don't have a handle on that question of why is it that righteous people suffer. So he said, look at what the Gemara just did for the person. The Gemara said, sometimes Hashem loves you, and even so a person suffers. Whether the Gemara answered the philosophical question or not is a different question. It's not what the Gemara was coming to do. But the Gemara gave a person a tremendous freedom to contend with the challenges of life without feeling guilt on top of his suffering. Whereas if you didn't have that Gemara, so then you'd have all the perspective of, okay, suffering's there because of guilt. So yeah, there's a philosophical question. That's not what the Gemara was dealing with. But it changed my whole perspective on that Gemara. So I think that's a very important point. Sometimes what happens is that it's not enough that a person's suffering in this world. He's still sitting there beating at himself and saying, boy, God must really be upset at me. What did I do wrong? And then there's guilt on top of the suffering. So, of course, the Torah teaches us the concept that when bad things happen, a person has to stop and check his ways and improve his ways. That's a psukim in the Torah. But from there to the assumption that every ounce of suffering must be I deserve a punishment, well, I don't think that's the approach Chazal wanted us to take. And if a person takes that approach, then more often than not, he will not be productive, he will not grow, but quite the contrary. He will be frustrated, he will look at life and say, I don't understand, what did I do so terrible? There's so many other people out there who did worse than me. How can it be that this is all because of that? And the Gemara really says, we don't have an answer that suffices to that question. So I think it is important to know that it's not only that. Can it be, and do we have this concept that sometimes suffering in this world is a punishment? Yes, as we just learned. But is it only that? Does a person have to kick themselves and live a life ridden with guilt? Imagine the Talmud tells us Rabbi Yochanan buried 10 children. The Talmud brings it as an example of someone that Hashem loves who suffered. Now imagine Rabbi Yochanan felt, all these kids died because of me. Imagine he lived a life where he thought it must all be punishments for what I've done wrong. So what terrible guilt. On the contrary, the Gemara brings that as an example of someone who lived such a pious life that if that's what happened to him, so that's a situation where a person suffers and Hashem still loves him. And it's not suffering because it's because of a punishment. So I think it's a very important concept to know that not every suffering is a product of a person's sin. Not every suffering is a punishment. And on the contrary, at the root, and that's one of the strong points of Hasidut, at the root of all our Avodat Hashem, there has to be a recognition, a knowledge of Ahavti Etchem Amar Hashem. as Hashem declares in the Navi, I love you. And that He's looking out for our good, and not the contrary. And this is a concept which is hard to swallow. Even the Jewish people, when they left Mitzrayim, didn't accept this. When the Jewish people left Mitzrayim, they were sure God is a God of vengeance only. What did they see? God punishes and punishes and punishes, just kills and punishes. Where did they see any good and kindness? And that's why the first thing that happens when they go out into the desert is the bitter waters which Hashem cures, and the promise that Hashem says, Ani Hashem Rof'echa, I am Hashem your healer. Not Hashem your punisher, but rather Hashem your healer. And that is the perspective Hashem wanted us to take with us, and I think it's a very pivotal perspective that a person must have. Yes.